I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christmas Day celebrations in Uttar Pradesh, India, have been taking center stage in the news. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA. According to him,
there has been a significant push over the last couple of weeks to reconvert Christians and Muslims to Hinduism, and they are particularly focusing on Christmas Day, promising large-scale reconversion ceremonies.
However, the potential for violence is huge. The government's banning the event and is suggesting a national anti-conversion law. Keep praying. Christmas is actually the best time of year to share the story of Jesus Christ. Next, would you pray for Kenya's believers? Amy Cotton with Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, says Al-Shabaab sympathizers are trying to drive Christians out of northern Kenya. Earlier this month,
36 koi workers who were known as Christians were paraded out and killed. One of our ministry leaders' friends, it was one of their sons. They had to bury their son.
Churches in the region are closing down, and many Christians are relocating to army barracks. At our website, you can help with the financial needs of the persecuted Christians through Christian Aid. Would you join us in praying for security, wisdom, and discernment? And we don't usually associate Christmas time with pain, but for some people it can be difficult. All around us, people are missing a loved one who should be there. The American Center for Law and Justice details a letter that American pastor Saeed Abedini sends home to his family. Abedini suffers pain from beatings and can't sleep at night due to the cold, and yet he remains strong in Christ. Please pray for the Abedini family and for the other separated families this Christmas. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.